From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has repeated his view that a historic meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, set for June 12 in Singapore, may not take place.
There's a chance, it's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
Mr. Trump said preparations continue in setting conditions for that meeting. If it does take place, he said, it could turn out to be a great lesson for North Korea and the rest of the world.
His country will be rich. His country will be hardworking and very prosperous. They're very great people. They're hardworking, great people. Look at what happened with South Korea.
Mr. Trump met Tuesday with his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in at the White House. Mr. Moon spoke through an interpreter.
I have every confidence that President Trump will be able to achieve a historic feat of making the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit successful and end the Korean War that had been lasting for the past 65 years.
North Korea last week indicated it might call off the meeting over U.S.-South Korea military drills and demands it unilaterally denuclearize. In Burkina Faso, security forces killed three suspected Islamist militants and arrested another Tuesday in an operation in the capital, Ouagadougou. One security force member was killed, four others wounded. A civilian was also hurt. The militants were believed to be linked to a March attack in which members of a Mali-based Al-Qaeda affiliate killed eight soldiers and wounded dozens in raids on army headquarters and the French embassy. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday said there's no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant Chinese telecom ZTE, but that there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks between the world's two biggest economies.
So what I envision is a very large fine of more than $1 billion, could be $1.3 billion. I envision a new management, a new board, and very, very strict security rules. And I also envision that they will have to buy a big percentage of their parts and equipment from American companies.
ZTE was sanctioned for violating the U.S. ban on trade with Iran and North Korea. Venezuela has ordered the expulsion of two U.S. diplomats following the imposition of new U.S. sanctions aimed at choking off financing to the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
These sanctions reflect the continued commitment of the United States to use every appropriate diplomatic and economic tool to hold the corrupt Maduro regime accountable. The United States stands with the Venezuelan people in their efforts to restore democracy to their country.
She condemned what she called Sunday's sham election, in which Mr. Maduro won a second term with 67% of the vote, despite a sharp decline in voter participation. The U.S. has increased pressure on the Iranian regime, blacklisting five Iranians who allegedly supply ballistic missile technology to Houthi rebels in Yemen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Monday warned Tehran faces the strongest sanctions in history for what he called its malign behavior. He spoke about the matter again Tuesday.
Frankly, what we laid out seemed like a pretty straightforward set of requirements that we would put on any country in the world to stop malign behavior that threatens other of its neighbors and other parts of the world.
Pompeo called them a simple set of requirements that, if met, would benefit the Iranian people to a great degree. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said nearly 30 pro-government force personnel, including Iranian-backed militia, were killed in an attack on a military outpost by Islamic State near the ancient eastern city Palmyra. The militants used suicide bombers and armored vehicles. In eastern Libya, fierce fighting around the city of Derna continues between militia of the Libyan National Army loyal to strongman Khalifa Haftar and a coalition of Islamist militants. The NLA is trying to consolidate its hold in the east after capturing Benghazi last year. U.S. officials said three-star Army Lieutenant General Scott Miller will replace General John Nicholson as commander of U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. The 57-year-old Miller heads the Joint Special Operations Command. Nicholson has served the post for the past 2 years. Hollywood actor, TV Western series star Clint Walker, who played the title character in the early TV series Cheyenne, died Monday of congestive heart failure. He was 91. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.